It's critical that we revisit the issue of how people will lose it when they lose everything, as Gerald Celente says. We're seeing bank collapses, both in the United States and in Europe. Already done, not a theory. We're seeing massive withdrawals, record withdrawals. I mean, historic withdrawals from the banking system in the United States. Over $220 billion has been withdrawn in the last, 3 weeks or so. And by all accounts, that's going to continue to increase. And it looks like hundreds of banks are insolvent. In fact, I think 186 or so were listed in a recent report analysis that they are insolvent. The FDIC is insolvent. The federal government is insolvent. And they've turned to just endless money printing, which will reach a point of not working. Yeah, they can print money, but at some point, the money isn't worth anything. Meanwhile, we just saw the election in Chicago, the mayor's race. The locals there in Chicago, who at this point, you got to say, my God, they are brain-dead morons. They just elected a communist who's more radical than Mayor Lightfoot was. And her policies were catastrophic for the city. Record crime, shooting, violence, you know, defunding the police, woke culture wars against the honest citizens of the city. And now they have a new mayor whose first name, by the way, is Brandon. I think Brandon Johnson, I think, is his name. He's even worse. He's going to gut Chicago. Let me say this. Chicago under Brandon? It's going to be, I mean, I shouldn't laugh. It's going to be a death zone. They're going to make movies called Escape from Chicago when the next real crisis hits the everyday people, you know, like when the ATMs stop working or the food stamps stop working or the dollar has no value. Chicago will be a zone of anarchy. It'll be the purge on steroids because they will have no police. They will have no firearms in the hands of honest citizens. It will just be utter chaos and lawlessness across the entire city. But the chaos won't be limited to just Chicago. And I know most of you listening here don't live in the inner cities. You might live in the suburbs, you might live in rural areas. The point that I need to get across to you today is that chaos may be coming to you too. Chaos may be coming to me. I mean, I'm out in a far away rural area where people tend to help each other. You know, neighbors are friendly people, hardworking people, usually self-reliant people, but they also tend to be poor people, which means that their ability to stockpile, you know, survival supplies of any kind is limited by the incomes. I mean, I know a lot of ranchers and construction workers, and let me tell you, ranching barely pays the bills. Ranching is a money-losing enterprise most of the time. Same thing with farming. You know, because of the corporate aggregation of the food supply and farming operations, the small farmers have been left with, you know, chicken feed in terms of profits. So if you're in a safe area, which would be far from the city, you're probably surrounded by a lot of lower-income people. Which is why I personally stockpile a lot of extra stuff. You know, I've talked about this before. You know, I'm blessed by God and blessed by your support to be able to stockpile supplies at a community scale. You know, and I've got large warehouse buildings and things like that. So I have enough food to feed all the neighbors, right? If it comes to that, I have enough ammunition to share some with local law enforcement. If it comes to that, you know, I could share night vision equipment or some ballistic body armor with a neighborhood defense team. And I'm prepared to do that. And I want to encourage you to think about this. If you're someone who has more financial resources than the average person around you, think about the fact that you may have very honorable, ethical, neighborly people around you who want to be part of a neighborhood defense or community defense as the zombie apocalypse gets underway, and they just simply may not have the equipment. they may not have the night vision binoculars or the ballistic armor or the rifle or the ammunition or the radios or whatever, or even flashlights, who knows. So this is another reason to stockpile extra stuff, because not only can you barter those things when needed, but you may need to lend, you know, basic community safety supplies, even emergency medical supplies, to your neighbors and friends and local law enforcement, sheriff's deputies, first responders, you know, the people that help keep your community up and running. They may need some help from you. I know they're going to need help from me, and I'm prepared to do that. And don't discount food either. Because when your neighbors have food, then they don't get desperate enough to go out and steal. Now, understand that even a law-abiding citizen, even an honest, ethical person who goes to church, in 3 or 4 days of famine, I mean, it doesn't even take long, they will transform, or they can transform, into essentially a desperate, criminal-minded, animalistic type of personality who will do anything to get food. Have you ever gone 3 days with no food, by the way? Have you ever done that? I've done that before, fasting. It sucks, man. 3 days with no food. I don't know how people do that on a routine basis, because even by the second day, you know, my brain doesn't work as well. Like, I'm at 50% or something. I can't think, I can't function at my normal peak performance, which is normally very, very high. You know, I'm highly productive. I get plenty of sleep. I have amazing nutrition, obviously. And so I am at 100% peak performance most of the time. But you take food away from me for 3 days, my performance goes to crap, and so will yours. And as people get increasingly hungry, the barriers to their behavior start to crumble, and they are more and more willing to carry out behaviors such as theft or robbery or committing violence against others in order to get the food that they need. And this is a universal thing. This is not even a morality judgment. This is a universal thing. All humans everywhere on the planet have a survival instinct. And all humans, at some point, if they're hungry enough, will put their own survival before other people's survival. All humans are capable of desperation. And this time is coming to an extent where you're going to be shocked at how quickly society breaks down, especially in cities like Chicago or Los Angeles, where now they want to clear out all the prisons and empty all the violent criminals onto the streets. Like, literally all of them, if they're people of color. They only want white people in prison, but all people of color, which includes, you know, Latino narco criminals and black criminals and I don't know Asian criminals, people of color, they want to empty them onto the streets no matter what. They want to have total legal immunity against all violent crimes if you're a person of color. And what they're doing is setting the stage for the mass chaos and violence that will be ignited by the financial collapse that's also being engineered. So controlled demolition will bring down the financial system, and then the tinderbox of violence and racism that has been invoked by the media with their psychological trauma campaigns, this will erupt across America, and you will have something that maybe looks like a civil war on your hands, even though it's not technically a civil war. It's not going to be a war of politics. It's going to be a war of survival, anarchy, chaos, you know, the purge in the cities, mass murder and robbery and theft, arson, destruction. You name it, you're going to see it in the cities. So I think it's critical that we mentally prepare for this, you know, in addition to our physical preparedness, which I've already mentioned, like food and emergency supplies and so on. But you got to mentally prepare for this, and you've got to have self-defense preparedness. Self-defense is absolutely critical. Ballistic armor, let me just mention, discount code RANGER earns you, I think, 20%. It's 15 or 20% off at hoplitearmor.com, H-O-P-L-I-T-E. That's, I think, the most generous discount code they ever offer. And Lyman Bishop there is keeping that up for us here because times are crazy. This is by far the best ballistic armor that I've ever seen. It's USA engineered by Lyman Bishop because he's a mechanical engineer, and it's USA manufactured with advanced materials, multiple layers. You know, it's all certified, extremely lightweight in very high-end configurations. Hoplitearmor.com, H-O-P-L-I-T-E. Take advantage of that while you still can. And you might think you don't need body armor. Think again. We're all going to need body armor. I have several sets and enough to share with local law enforcement if necessary, you know, like sheriff's deputies that are pro-human, pro-America, pro-freedom. You know, I'm blessed to live in Texas where we have a lot of actual patriots in Texas who are good men and women, and, you know, I'm going to help them out. On top of that, remind yourself to practice firearms proficiency. This is absolutely critical. I want to recommend, I've been carrying a different firearm lately. I've been carrying the SIG, it's called the P365 X Macro, which is, it's part of the 365 line, which is very thin, so it's more easily concealable. Doesn't print as much with your shirt, for example. But this X Macro carries 16 plus one rounds. So it's a much higher capacity than the normal, you know, subcompact concealable firearms. And yet it's very, very concealable. Of course, Glocks are, you know, perfectly good. Glock 19 is where you should start. Glock 17, larger frame. You know, these are all 9mm that I'm talking about. You can also carry the Sig Sauer P365, which is a much smaller gun, more compact, very easy to conceal. I know a lot of guys that carry that as a backup gun. You can even put that on an ankle holster and make it your ankle backup. So there are lots of options out there. Critically, practice. Get to the gun range. Make sure you can work it. Make sure you can clear jams, make sure you can change magazines, and make sure you carry a spare magazine at all times. At least one. You know, a couple spare mags is even better, but at least one spare mag, you're going to need it. And it's also a good idea to have a spare firearm, of course, which kind of doubles as a spare mag if it's the same firearm. You should also be fully proficient in AR-15s. You should know how to handle the rifle, how to shoot it. Now, some of you who are... maybe women, maybe smaller framed, maybe you don't have strong upper body strength. Until recently, you've been able to get an AR-15 pistol with an arm brace, with a shorter barrel. But the ATF is trying to outlaw that, and we're currently under part of a 120-day waiting period before the ATF's rule kicks in and outlaws those. There are efforts through many organizations, including Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation, and so on, to try to get a temporary restraining order against the ATF, the TRO. If that TRO comes down, my advice is that you immediately buy, if you don't already have one, you buy an arm brace, you buy an AR-15 pistol with an arm brace, and make that part of your inventory. You know, again, as soon as the courts issue that TRO against the ATF, make sure you have at least one of these in your stockpile, know how to run it, know how to use it, know how to swap mags, clear jams, carry mags, all of this. These are actually very critical skills for what's coming because people are going to lose it. And I even have to remind myself to put in more range time because it's very easy to say, oh, you know, I know how to do these things. I don't need to practice. It's very easy. But these skills, if you don't practice these skills, you lose them. I have to force myself to go out and burn through a few magazines with pistol or rifle or shotgun, just swapping mags. You don't even have to use a lot of ammo. Just get a bunch of mags, put two or three rounds in each magazine. This is one of the drills that one of my Navy SEAL buddies taught me. They used to do all the time in their assault training with the Navy. Just have a chest rig with a bunch of mags with two or three rounds in it. And, you know, you fire off the rounds, you're empty, you practice reloads, you get proficient at reloads because that's what's going to save you in a firefight is that rapid reload. You need that muscle memory. And frankly, you can do that with dummy rounds. You don't even have to use live rounds. So, you know, things to think about. Lastly, my disclaimer in all of this is obey your local laws. Conduct drills with a sense of safety and get professional training or instruction as necessary if you don't know what you're doing. Be safe. Again, obey your local laws and get proficient and do so in a way that will help protect the lives around you. Thank you for listening. If you want some more videos on this, go to prepwithmike.com. I'm Mike Adams, of course, the Health Ranger. Brighteon.com is where you'll find my videos and podcasts. But again, check out prepwithmike.com for a selection of videos about prepping and self-defense. Thanks for listening.